Yeah.
I'm not a mystical. Did you mention what the transcendent truth of the Sangha was?
Yeah, the one is, when you say transcendent truth, it's a, say the right practice leading to awakening. So it's when we, when it's, say, on a conventional level, it's taking refuge in, say, those awakened beings who are, who have realized the fruits of the path. And but then as a transcendent, say, object of refuge, then it's pointing to these, say, a timeless quality that the of practice, that this is the practice which anybody can follow. So that and then even when we say Sangha as refuge, then it's pointing to those who have, yeah, realized the fruits of the practice. And that's when you say, like a conventional Sangha, then yeah, it's having robes and the gear is part of Sangha. That is a conventional aspect, but it's what the Buddha is pointing to is like when you say, when we do the chant and the evening chanting, morning chanting, and recollecting the Supatipanna Bhagavato Savaka Sangha, the Sangha is so those disciples who have practiced well. In that chant, then it's the four pairs, the eight kinds of beings. Which people often do, what are these four pairs, eight kinds of beings? But that's the four pairs are the those who have realized path and fruit of stream entry, once returning, non-returning, arhatship. So those are the, I'm saying, noble insights and transcendent fruits of the path. But yeah, as a as a quality, then it is this. There is this practice that we all can be engaged in.